Well, it's Independence Day for up to 14 people who think they could be Ireland's next president. The presidential election is on October the 24th, heralding the end of 14 years of Michael D. Higgins. And later today, up to 10 councils right across the country will meet to hear why they should be given the opportunity to run alongside the three others who are already in the race. Well, in a statement posted to the social media site X this morning, Conor McGregor, who this year was found liable for rape by a civil court in Dublin, said he was withdrawing his candidacy run. A short time ago, I spoke to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who first told us more about what would be happening today.
I think this is a crucial day. It's make or break, and that's why some people are calling it either Super Monday or Independence Day. They have to really get through or get some momentum today. If you look at the South Kerry County Council, it's going to vote around 10:30. They had a hustings last week and they had people like Gareth Sheridan, Maria Steen and Nick Delahanty down there. So we'll find out if Kerry is going to back any of them. Tonight, Cork City Council will be talking to candidates around 5 p.m. We expect to vote around 7:30. In the East, Kildare, they're going to have vote at around 2 o'clock. They're going to hear from candidates at 2 o'clock. Louth is also having a council meeting. Not sure if they're going to touch on the presidency. In the Midlands, Longford, a likely no vote. That's where we're expecting that they're not going to back any candidate. Laois having a meeting at 2 o'clock. Roscommon, 11 o'clock. And County Westmeath at 2:30. And finally, in the West, Galway City, candidates making a pitch from 4 p.m. this afternoon.
And I think each has around 5 minutes or so to state their case. How would you rate their chances, given that many of the councils are controlled by the main government parties?
I'm not saying it's impossible, Audrey, but I do think the chances are slim. I think it's late in the day. Some of the councillors have said that they don't know these candidates, that they haven't spoken to them, that they're not sure about them. And I think given that we're late in the day and given the candidates only have 5 minutes and given the councillors are a little bit sort of sketchy on this whole process, I think it's more likely than not that councils will not back a candidate. Maybe one or two will, but I don't think you're going to see a single candidate at the end of the day having two or three nominations from local authorities and really having a chance of getting the all-important fourth, which would ensure that they get their name on the ballot paper.
Are the councillors whipped?
Fine Gael councillors are whipped. So they've been told by headquarters, Fine Gael has a candidate in the field, Heather Humphreys, and you should not back anyone else. So if a Fine Gael councillor was to vote in favour of one of the independents, they'd be open to sanction. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, both of them, headquarters have not told their councillors how to vote, but at the same time, they've said, we do have a candidate in the field, you're part of our Sinn Féin or Fianna Fáil family, and therefore you should think about that when you're casting your ballot. So they have a little bit more freedom. And then you've obviously got independent councillors who will make up their own mind as well. So I think that the pulse from headquarters, from those big three parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, once again militates against an independent coming through.
And what about the Oireachtas route at this point, Paul? Is it narrowing as well?
I think that is nearly gone. I think the light is nearly out. There was a hustings last week led by Aintu Maria Steen, the barrister. She garnered around 10 Oireachtas votes, TDs and senators. But what she really needed to do was to hit 16 before Independent Ireland said they would give the last four votes to get a candidate over the line. But we haven't seen that momentum behind Maria Steen. So I think if she has a choice or a chance, it's going to be through the local authority way.
You're on your way to Cork, Paul, where Fianna Fáil are meeting this morning. Will their candidate, Jim Gavin, be there?
Jim Gavin is due to be there, and then he's going to travel on to the ploughing championships. There was a raised eyebrow, Audrey, that he wasn't really out over the weekend. People had expected him to. Some people I was talking to saying, well, it's a 6-week campaign and he's got to take a break sometime, and better to take the break earlier than later. But nonetheless, he is going to be in Cork with those Fianna Fáil senators, MEPs and TDs who backed him last week.
And Sinn Féin, will we know their position at the end of this week, whether or not they are running their own candidate?
Saturday is the day that Sinn Féin has said it's going to make that decision. Will they either A, nominate their own candidate? They have the numbers, they can do that. Speculation, that's all it is, relates to Piers Doherty. Or could they do go a different road and back the independent left-leaning Catherine Connolly. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald praised her when she was announcing that she wasn't going to run in the presidential race on this programme last Monday. Is that enough? We simply don't know. I think the speculation within political circles is that they're more likely to run their own candidates than not.
Heather Humphreys, the Fine Gael candidate, had a big campaign launch over the weekend. Any tricky questions there for her?
There were a few. I mean, and they've been well ventilated. When she came on the News of One, she was asked many of them. What about Fine Gael's policy on housing? What about a case in relation to animal cruelty that she intervened? What about some disability legislation that she as a minister had advanced but then pulled back from? So there was plenty of areas where she was tackled, but I think from being an experienced politician, that was something she was able to push back on in that narrow confines of a press conference. How she travels to the wider public, that's going to be the key thing. She'll be down in the ploughing championships as a former rural and community affairs minister. You know, that's a natural place for her to be. The big challenge for Heather Humphreys is Dublin, the other big city areas where maybe people wouldn't know as much about her or feel close enough to vote for her.
We'll be chatting to Paul Murphy of People Before Profit Solidarity before nine this morning. Paul, they're hosting their pre-Dáil return meeting as well today. What's on their agenda?
Once again, as you'd expect from, you know, People Before Profit Solidarity, Gaza is going to be a big issue for them. Obviously, they're going to be looking forward to the budget. We are hearing that the government is sort of setting itself against a new cost of living package at a time when electricity prices are going up. So that's going to be a big thing. And then tomorrow, we've also got the Social Democrats, their leader, Holly Kearns, returning after maternity leave. She's back into the political fray. So that'll be another big moment.
And that's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. It's 7:20.